9 minutes to five. Enter Brady, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, chaos at Heathrow this morning. Indeed, British Airways travel chaos.
Yeah, all over the weekend. They seem to be getting a handle on it now. They've had problems at Gatwick. They've had problems at Heathrow. Systems-wide IT crash Saturday morning. Busiest Saturday of the year so far. Half-term break here, Ollie. The kids are off school. Everyone's on holidays. People looking to get away to France, to Spain, to Italy. Bit of sunshine, nice food. Didn't happen for thousands of BA customers at the weekend. The knock-on effect is today they're trying to run a full schedule out of Gatwick. They say they will, and they're trying to run all of their long-haul flights out of Heathrow today. So if you're expecting someone home from the UK leaving today, they will make that flight. The problem today is short-haul flights around Europe. They've cancelled 13 so far. Big questions for BA. Mm. If your IT systems crashed, why didn't you have a backup? And helpfully, their CEO, Alex Cruz, is not doing interviews. He's putting out little controlled statements, video messages on Twitter, so that keeps him away from the likes of you and me.
Yeah, well, that won't last for too long. There'll be plenty of journalists hitting the desk and demanding answers. Now, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, will debate Jeremy Corbyn on Sky News tonight.
Yeah, I'm out the front of the studio, actually. We're looking forward to welcoming them both. They won't be facing off against each other. They'll be on the same platform. They're going to be grilled by the audience, a Q&A, individually, and then they will each be grilled by a political commentator, and we're broadcasting all of it. So people will get to make up their own minds. We're getting ever closer to June the 8th when the UK decides.
Now, what drink was given to Barack Obama in Scotland?
I love this story. So he's playing golf at the weekend in Scotland. He made a charity appearance on Friday, and he looks to be loving life. He looks to be, you know, really without the stresses of Washington, D.C. and everything else. They gave him Iron Brew, which is a very famous, it's the most famous non-alcoholic drink to ever come out of Scotland. Unfortunately, a lot of Scots are pretty irate about this because they gave him Diet Iron Brew, which is the sugar-free version. Anyone that's ever had Iron Brew will tell you that the main kind of hit from the drink is a good old sap of sugar. It's a really sparky, energetic drink, Iron Brew. Diet Iron Brew. Maybe it was requested by the Obamas, I don't know. But it almost went viral over the weekend on Twitter. All of Scotland just saying, shame on the Scot who gave the Obamas Diet Iron Brew.
Now, I thought they would have given him a kilt or a Pringle jumper or something like that. And did what about the Irish end? Did the Irish like Iron Brew?
You can get it in Irish shops. You get it mostly in supermarkets here in the UK, but it's not, I wouldn't say it's hugely popular in Ireland. Fanta and Coke forever in Ireland, 7-Up as well. But it's a Scottish drink, and I think they should have just given him the full-fat version so he can see what it's all about.
Now, you spent the weekend in Liverpool running a marathon. How did you go?
3:27. Happy with that. It was warm. Friendly, greatest, friendliest city on earth, Liverpool. It was just such a buzz around the place. And then yesterday morning, I was walking down by the docks to the start line, and the Museum of Liverpool, at the front, they have huge, big statues of the Fab Four. So I jumped in with John Paul, George and Ringo, and got a lovely picture put up on my Twitter feed. Love it. Yeah, brilliant weekend in Liverpool. And just, you know, after everything that happened in Manchester, there was a minute silence at the start, impeccably observed. A lot of security, a lot of armed police around the route, but wonderful day. Number 14, marathon number 14.
Now, there are a few rumours around as well on Twitter. I saw Ender Brady that some of my spies have told me, and I'd like you to be able to confirm these reports, that you may have been seeing having a coffee with Liverpool's new CEO, Peter Moore, and you've dropped off your resume to try and coach the Liverpool Football Club.
Coach, I still want to play for them at 41 years of age, Ollie. That's the dream. I still always hold on to your dreams, mate. I still fervently believe one day I'm going to score in front of the cop. But we'll see. We'll see. Let's see.
Ender, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
And well done, Arsenal, winning a trophy. Amazing.
Very good. Ender Brady on the line there from the UK. It is 4 minutes to five.